DOJ's strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for 2013, 2014, and beyond.
It's a given that new members of a team be educated on the specifications of the job and the organization. However, continuous training for long-serving experienced members is just as important to ensure efficiency. In relation to security, the stakes are even higher, especially with technological advancements that provide new, more effective crime-fighting methods. The government has been taking a number of steps to keep up with technological advancements and their impact on crime and crime-fighting tools. This includes the tabling and passage of several pieces of legislation. But without sufficient training of the security forces who will employ these tools, the efforts to keep up with technology will be in vain.
As a modern police organization, we have to keep up with what is happening.
Superintendent of Police attached to the training branch of the JCF, Anthony Morris. The members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force have been receiving ongoing training geared towards improving their crime-fighting abilities. They have also been made aware of best practices in working with different groups while ensuring the safety of citizens. Earlier this year, divisional trainers in the Jamaica Constabulary Force JCF received guidance in dealing with the issue of child labor, a growing problem. This was done through the Tackling Child Labor Through Education Tackle Technical Cooperation Program, spearheaded by the Ministry of Labor and Social Security. The program targets police and community safety officers, mainly from Kingston and St. Andrew and St. Catherine, parishes with major child labor concerns.
Another thing that was also very important is that many members of the force were not sure how to deal with child labor. They weren't sure which laws applied in which circumstance. And even if they did know, they weren't really sure who and what procedure needed to be enforced in order for them to address a situation.
National Project Officer, International Labour Organization, Tackle Jamaica, Nasolo Thompson. The JCF training program recently got a boost following the upgrading and retrofitting of facilities at the Twickenham Park Academy in St. Catherine. The Academy's theatre was recently upgraded, courtesy of funding from the European Union and the United States Embassy. It now boasts state-of-the-art audiovisual equipment and has a seating capacity of 144. Superintendent Morris says the JCF is redeveloping its training school, noting that the refurbished Electra Theatre is one of several projects being executed to align the training school to that of a modern first-class complex.
You can never underscore the importance of technology because everything is dependent on technology. We depend on it a lot, and especially in training where we have to develop different methodologies to get across it. When the e-learning center come on stream and most of things, so we will be able to reach wider sections of the constabulary and deliver more training opportunities.
The training school received audiovisual equipment and air conditioning units from the International Narcotics Law Enforcement Section of the U.S. Embassy. The refurbishing work was carried out under the EU's $3.7 billion Budget Support Security Sector Reform Program, SSRP. Of the amount, $242 million have been earmarked for the upgrading of the police academy.
You know, we expect that with the continued support from the European Union, we will in another 2 to 3 years realize the goal of being a first-class institution of choice for law enforcement training in the region.
Superintendent of Police attached to the training branch of the JCF, Anthony Morris. The efforts to incorporate technology into crime-fighting efforts and boost training for members of the security forces are in keeping with the government's strategic priority of improved safety and security.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.